This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
JP's World. You heard it right. JP's World. Get your 10% discount right now. Use it. All caps. JPSWORLD.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome back once again. I am your host, JP, and welcome to another incredible day, and that is Monday. Yes, I've said it before, I say it again, and I will say it always. Today is Monday, one of the greatest days of the week, if not the greatest day of the week. I don't care about Friday, I don't care about Saturday, I care about Mondays. Mondays can be the greatest day of the week if we decide to make it so. Okay, I've said it. I come with high energies, people, high positivity always. Okay, so in today's episode, in today's Motivation Mondays episode, I'm going to give you a list of steps that I came up with to motivate you. It's a list of steps that I try to follow every day that I made myself so you can be motivated during the day and to start your day. Okay, so let's cue real intros and I will talk to you about that list in a little bit. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the JP's World. And welcome back once again, people, to the podcast where negativity ends, where we talk about everything, sports, movies, motivation, shows, current events, and more. I'm your host, JP. Get ready. We're about to start. All right, guys. We're back from those beautiful intros. We are so back. But before I start that list that I talked to you about, these steps that I tell you that is good, that that I came up with to follow during the mornings and during your day so you can stay motivated, so you can stay positive during the day, let's remind ourselves something. Well, before I jump into that, let's take this time for two important things. The first one is to say happy birthday to my brother. His name is Jose Alberto Asunsolo. That is the name in Spanish, I know. but yeah, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. And let's all give a big round of applause to my brother, Jose. I call him Huesos or Bones. Apparently he changed his nickname ever since he changed cities. They call him Borrego now because he has curly hair. But anyways, happy birthday, man. I love you and big hugs to you. Always, I already send you a text, but I had to give you a big shout out in today's episode. And also, please, let's cue the celebration sounds, the celebration background noise, or whatever celebration sounds I can come up with, because the podcast is 2 years old, people. Oh my God, I forgot completely because I was on that high, on that, I don't know, mind high about the skydiving jump, that I completely forgot to celebrate 2 years, the 2 year anniversary of the podcast. And people, thank you so much. Thank you so much for always tuning in, for always being loyal to the show, for always sharing, for always supporting the podcast, for being here through thick and thin of this show, for supporting the cause, for everything. Thank you so much to my friends, my family, everybody that has been here since day one. And if you're new to the podcast, let me tell you, this is an amazing journey that you're about to listen. So If this is the first episode that you listen to, believe me, if you go all the way to the first episode, I don't consider myself a guy that puts private episodes or deletes the first episodes ever, because this is a journey. This is a journey, and I want you to see the improvement that I am human. I am, I started from the bottom, and now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Yeah, like the song. But yeah, if you are someone new to the podcast, and this is the first time that you listen to, and you want to scroll down all the way down to July 16, 2 years ago, and want to listen to this amazing, amazing journey, just listen to or binge watch, or more likely binge listen to all the episodes of these 2 years, you're more than welcome, and you're more than welcome to listen how the audio, the editing, the everything has changed for me to give you better episodes, better content, better everything. And I will keep improving for you guys. I will keep improving everything so you guys can get more and more JP's World, more and more cool episodes from your boy JP. All right, guys. And after that, this list that I came up with, this list starts right now. And I know, and I have to say it out loud. I know sometimes the days are difficult. Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes it is very difficult to stay motivated. It is very difficult, like, to say, like, why? Like, I don't know. I've been there. I understand completely. I've been where you probably saying that you are, and I've been there. Believe me, I have been there. And one of those times, like during the day, that you're like, why does it matter? Why should I keep going? Why this? Why that? You start questioning your journey. You start questioning if whatever it is that you want to accomplish during the day, during your week, during your month, during your year, is even worth it. And let me tell you, it is worth it. Why? Because it came to you. It occurred to you. That idea, that project, that goal, it came to your mind, even though you probably got inspiration for someone else, from anybody else, from anywhere else. That goal is yours. That dream is yours. And if it occurred to you, if you came up with that goal in your mind, it's because you have something in your hands or in your power to make it happen. It's because you have all the tools necessary to make it happen. And you will make it happen. I am 100%, 100 to the 1,000% know that you will do it. Okay, so let's jump into this little list. It's just 10 steps. 10 steps. I know it's a lot, but I'm going to explain it to you like in very few words. And I hope the message gets delivered. And I hope maybe you combine them with your own steps for your routines during the day. Maybe you combine them. But let me tell you, you can do it. Anything that you got your mind into for good, you can do it. There's nothing impossible. So the first one, in the morning, after you open your eyes, after you see that first sunshine, that first ray of light entering your window, the first thing, step number one, is being grateful. Be grateful that you are alive. Be grateful. How can we say it? I don't make a difference if you worship this or worship that, if you believe in this, if you believe in that. Just be grateful that you open your eyes one more day. Because life has a limit. Life can end any day. And if you're opening your eyes, be grateful, because we are here for a reason. We have a purpose. This day just became a good day, no matter the name of that day, no matter if it's called month Thursday or, okay, that is a made up name, but it doesn't matter if it's a Monday. You are alive to see it, no matter what day it is. You're alive to see it. And if you're alive to see it, if you woke up, then this day just became good. And that is step one. be grateful that you open your eyes. Be grateful that you're alive and you have another shot to make it happen. Step number two, really quick, smile. Get up your bed, make your bed. Oh, always make your bed, because that is going to give you this sense of accomplishment already. Believe me, making your bed in the mornings gives you this sense of accomplishment that I already did something, okay? So after that, you go to the bathroom, you see yourself in the mirror, and I don't care if someone calls you narcissistic or you love yourself too much. You should love yourself. We all should love ourselves, okay? So you look in the mirror and you smile at that person in the mirror. Because even if you're going through a bad time, even if you're in a bad situation, this is the sign. This episode right here, these steps that I'm telling you, this is the sign to tell you that everything is going to be okay and everything is going to fall into place and you are going to get through it and you are going to win. So listening to these words, just look into the mirror and smile to that person. Smile to that person and tell them, we got this. We got this. Or if you want to say, I got this, then do it. I got this because you got it. You're amazing. You're an amazing person and you are going to win this day. You're already winning by being awake. So why not win it all? Win all the chips. Win everything. Win it all. But first, smile and see that beautiful smile and tell yourself, I got this. Step number three. Check your goals for the day. All of us have this clouded mind every day that I need to do this, I need to do that. But if you organize it in a list, and this my uncle has told me to the tiredness. Like, I don't know if that's a correct use of words, but he has told me every day, and yes, sometimes I don't do it, sometimes I do. And my dad used to tell me to, my mom used to tell me to, always write a list of your goals for the day. Even if it's for work, even if it's for school, even if it's for things after school or after work, just write your goals. And if your goal is to get to the office and get this file done, get this work done, get this order done, get this done, order this, order that, whatever it is, just write it down and put it in a list as you think you're going to do it in order. Try to do it in order and complete the list. And as you complete every step on that list, everything you just checking, believe me, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel motivated to keep going. You're going to develop this hunger to keep pushing, to keep accomplishing during the day. And that was step three. Step four, like I said, you're going to tell yourself in that mirror, you got this. And I want you to remember it as you turn on that truck, turn on that car, and you're driving to your work, you're driving to wherever you're driving. You got this. Always remind yourself, I got this. I got this. You just read your checklist, you just read whatever it is you're going to do, your goals during the day, and you say, I got this. And when you get to whatever it is, the first thing that you got to do in your list, say, I got this. Complete it, and you're going to see yourself, I did it. I got it. And then next thing, and you're going to develop this hunger that I just mentioned you. You got this. Always remember that. Step five is just another day, but it's a new day. Always remember that. Sometimes we get so caught up. That was step number five, by the way. Step five is just another day, but it's a new day. Step five, this is again, step five is just another day, but it's a new day. No matter the day, but sometimes we get so caught up that it's Monday and the weekend ended and I wanted to keep partying. Yes, we all want the party to never stop. We all want the party to keep going every single day. But let's think about this. Without work, there's no food. Without food, we don't eat. If we don't eat, we die. If we don't work, okay, let me put it this way. If we don't work, there's no money. There's no party. Simple as that, okay? So sometimes we blame Mondays for being the worst day of the week because the party ended. But think about it. It's another day to keep making more so you can have more. And then the next day, you're going to say, oh, it's Tuesday, and I want the weekend to come here. And then it's Wednesday. Oh, it's the middle of the week. And then Thursday. Oh, and then you're happy because it's Friday. But no, it's just another day, but it's a new day. Always remember that. And that is going to keep you motivated throughout the day. You're not going to think in a week from now, if you do this every day, in a week from now, in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, in a month, you're going to think it's just another day. You're not going to even think that it's Monday. You're not going to even think that you're tired, because you are going to want more, and you're not going to care what day it is. You're just going to put in the work to keep doing more and keep accomplishing more. Okay, step number six, veni, vidi, vici. No, that wasn't the word, that bad word. It's veni, vidi, vici. That is my attempt of Italian, by the way. So step number six, veni, vidi, vici. So remember that back 8 months ago, I have to do another episode about that. Veni, vidi, vici, it's an Italian word, Latin word for I came, I saw, I conquer. I came, I saw, and I conquer. Always, 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 when you are accomplishing things on your list of goals, always. It's like saying again, I got it, but with more power. Because wherever you go, whatever it is you have to do, and you are going to do it, always say that you got to that place, you saw what you have to do, and you conquer. Because that's what you do. You always conquer, and you're great at whatever it is you do, and you're always going to conquer. And if you don't, and if you fall, you're gonna find a way to get back up. You're going to find that way. You're going to get back up, and you're going to conquer anyways. I believe that, and you have to believe it too. Step number seven is an easy one. Drink water. Sometimes, step number seven, there it goes again. Step seven, drink water. If we don't drink water, if we don't stay hydrated, sometimes we feel unmotivated and we feel slow. Why? Because our bodies need water, bro. Our bodies need water. Like right now, my voice, oh my God, I need water. After this, yes, I'm going to drink water because I need to record the Spanish version. But drink water. Always stay hydrated, and believe me, you're going to feel motivated. You're going to feel awake. Yes, yes. Whoever's listening to this is going to tell you, but you fall asleep all the time. Yes, I do. And the main reason is because, yes, I'm starting to drink more water. I didn't do it in past months. But I'm going to start drinking more water, more than 8 glasses a day. That is the recommended thing, 8 glasses a day or 2 liters. Or 1 gallon of water a day, but stay hydrated. Any way you can, stay hydrated. Yes, I love soda. I love soda, but let's try to stay hydrated with vitamin waters, water, natural water. But believe me, it makes wonders. Step number eight, eat. Sometimes, step number eight, eat. Sometimes we're so caught up on our search for success, our search for our dreams. Yes, there's people that are going to tell you you're going to have to give up sleep in order to be successful. And it is. Sometimes we are so caught up in our goals that we forget to eat, we forget to sleep. But we always need to remember to eat and sleep so we can reach our goals. When you eat, and when you drink water, and believe me, you're going to have that boost of energy that you were looking for to get to the end of your day. Just eat. Remember to eat. Always remember to eat. Yes, sometimes I skip it too. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. Sometimes I skip it too. Sometimes I skip my lunchtime in order to complete some jobs. And most of the time I skip it because I screwed up. So I try to fix it. But that's the thing. We need to remember to eat, and don't pass on it, because that is going to make you more angry and unmotivated to finish. And once you're angry, you don't want to do nothing. So remember to eat. Remember to be healthy. Remember to drink water. Remember step six and seven. Wait. Yes. No, my bad. Steps seven and eight are really, really important. Always remember that. Even if it's in the morning, and even if you have to, put it in your goals. Drink water and eat. It's very important. Step number nine. We're almost getting there, people. Step number nine. Remember, this is something for the end of your day. And this is something like the last steps. And always, always try to keep it like really present in your day. Step number 9, remember 3 positive things that happen in your day. 3 positive things. This is an exercise that some psychologists have been using to treat and fight depression. Sometimes depression, this is a very sensitive matter. It's really, really a nasty business. And if you can find that power, find that energy to just think of 3 positive things that happen in your day, believe me, that day was a win. And I can help you with 1 already. You woke up. 2, you got safely to your work. Number 3, you saw your friends. There you go. 3 positive things. Okay, you don't want that? Number 1, you woke up. Number 3, you ate. Number 1, you woke up. Number 2, you ate. Number 3, you got home safely to your family. There you go. 3 positive things. If you can list at least 3 positive things that happened in your day, that day was a win. And even if it's 1 positive thing, just keep thinking. Keep thinking. And believe me, more than 3 positive things happen in your day, and that day was a win. Like I said at the beginning, by waking up, you won already. The day was already won. And last but not least, step number 10, and this is a funny one. Listen to a podcast, people. Listen to a podcast and, I don't know, have a smile or two, get interested in something. And why not listen to this? Listen to the beautiful JP's world. Why not? Okay. Listen to a podcast. And before I go, that was step 10. That was a silly one. And before I go, let me just recommend you a couple of podcasts besides mine. And let me tell you, let me ask you all to share this episode. Share the last episode. Go to the episode before that and share them with your friends. At least 3 friends. And tell those 3 friends to share with their friends. Please, blow up this episode. Remember, we are here to change the mindset of people and tell them that Mondays can be the greatest day of the week. And I want to give a shout out to some podcasts, some friends that I made on Twitter, some other podcasters that are out there sharing their message, sharing their stories. And I want you guys to go check them out. Okay, the first podcast that I am recommending you to listen is Listen to the Girls podcast. Sorry about that. My bad, people. The podcast is named Listen is the Girls Room. Those girls, believe me, they're really funny. They're amazing. And they have great, great episodes. I mean, I'm going to leave their information in the description of the show, okay? The other podcast is 20 Tim Minutes. Man, that guy is so cool. His episodes are really interesting. And believe me, I want to make a collab with him, hopefully one day. Hopefully we can work something out, but he is a great man. He's an amazing, amazing person. Just go listen to him. 20 Tim Minutes. And also, the other one is called Hops Geeks News. Geeks Hop. We are interacting a lot recently in Twitter, and we're working on a collab already. And I'm going to leave their information in the description of the show. So those are the 3 podcasts that I'm inviting you to listen. I'm inviting you to listen to them. And Geeks Hop, it's a lot of the of what I talk here. Movies, shows, comic books. And I cannot wait to work something out with them so we can do a collab, so we can do an episode together. And when that happens, you guys are gonna be the first ones to know. And that is that. That is the shout outs for the episodes. And before I go, I want to remind you that you can send me a voice message through the link in the description of the show. Sorry about the but yeah, I forgot for a second. Brain fart. So you can send me a voice message through the link in the description of the show. You can just record. And if you want to say happy birthday to someone, you just want to say hi to me, you want to say hi to someone, you want to, I don't know, declare your love for someone, you can do it here, and I will put it in the episodes. If you guys haven't listened, it's because you guys haven't said nothing. Let's be honest. So yeah, remember you can send me a voice message through there, your opinions about an episode, anything, but just do it. Send me a voice message. I want to hear about you guys. Okay. Maybe your feedback. I like this episode. I didn't like that episode. You were too loud. You were too fast. I just want to know. Okay. And also, please remember that you can support this podcast by acquiring the merch that I'm putting out there for the podcast. There are shirts, hats, and stickers. Their website is coming really, really soon. Please be patient. And it's going to be tons, like eons. I don't know if that's a correct word. Eons easier to purchase a shirt so you can have it right in your hands. So you can purchase a hat, so you can purchase stickers. And by doing that, you're supporting this podcast to grow, to get better equipment, to get better at everything. And you go out there in the streets and you can say, I listen to the JP's World, and you should do it too. All right, guys. And last but not least, the next episodes, and I'm going to try to post them like maybe a blast of episodes. It's going to be, the first one is going to be the breakdown of the episodes 1 through 3 of Loki. And then the next one following that, the breakdown. No, my bad. The schedule was wrong. Following that, it's the review of Black Widow, the movie, and my opinions on it. Maybe I'm going to throw in Space Jam. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to watch Space Jam 2. And after that, the breakdown and my review of episodes 4 through 6 of Loki. All episodes are streaming right now on Disney Plus. Not sponsored, Disney Plus. Come on, come on. Pick it up. Sponsor me. No, but for real, all episodes are streaming right now on Disney Plus. And believe me, our minds were blown away. These episodes have been taken some time because there is the spoiler ban, and I'm about to lift it up. Even if you guys haven't watched it, then please watch it before I post the episodes, okay? So that is it for this episode, people. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys liked it. It's time to cure real outros. Please share with your friends, and I hope you use one of these steps, of these amazing, amazing steps, to keep you motivated during the week, to keep you motivated every single day, during every day. I'll see you guys later. I love you all. Here come the outros. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Love you. Bye. And that was it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show and are enjoying the episodes, the number one thing you can do for me is subscribe, rate, and review this show. And don't forget to share it with your friends. I am your host, JP, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.